Phillips had been ported to another Forerunner site, even the wrong one, then that confirmed Jules' theory. The answer was small, but had been worth the effort. Suddenly Phillips frowned at his screen and looked put out.
"I'm sorry, Jules," he said. "I've just had a message. I have to go back. I'd hoped we'd have longer. Perhaps I can come again sometime."
"Make it soon, or you won't find me here."
"I hope you find your key."
"I'll keep looking. And if I can, I'll ask about Raya. I promise." Magnuson didn't say a word. She followed Phillips out of the cell, and Jules went to the window to gaze out and make sense of what he'd gleaned from that conversation. It had made up his mind to risk accessing a portal as soon as he could. The warthog was still parked where he could see it, in the shade of some trees. A few minutes later, Phillips walked briskly up to it, punching his palm. It was a strangely inverted human gesture, just like baring teeth to show peaceful intent. They hurt their hands to show they were pleased. Phillips would keep his word and try to find out about Raya. But if he found out anything, if he passed that back to Jules, it would be unbearable. Jules would never see her again. The humans would never let him go home. He had to do it soon, very soon, now, or die in the attempt. UNSC Port Stanley, former Onyx Sector. Mike Spencer was a patient man. He nursed a mug of coffee while he chatted on the secure link, more like a man catching up with his family than an agent operating undercover on a planet where the entry permit was a criminal record, official or otherwise.
"I hear you've been wreaking havoc on Sangelius, Mal," he said. "Are you on your way back now? It's kind of quiet here. I could do with some entertainment."
Mal still wasn't sure how much to tell Spencer. That was a job for Parangoski, but she wasn't here, and Osman was on the hangar deck with the rest of the squad. In a day or so, Mal would be relying on Spencer to help them infiltrate New Tyne. He wanted to build more trust with the man. "Not exactly us," Mal said. "We just had to extract Phillips. The hinge heads were killing each other pretty efficiently without any help from us."
"Well, if Infinity had the same effect on them that it's had on the rest of UNSC, then I'd call that a result."
"It's amazing how you can hide something that big for years, isn't it?"
"Even from fellow intelligence agencies."
"Yeah, sorry about that. But half of Oni didn't know about it either."
Spencer didn't look as if he believed him. It was just a faint flash of the brows.
"And word's out in Kig Yar Cafe Society about a new chicken town. Shipmaster Laz."
"Ah, BB missed his calling as a female impersonator."
"He did a good job. Maybe too good.
I'm not sure whether to keep that show going or not."
BB popped up out of nowhere and hung between Mal and the screen.
"What do you mean, too good?
I'll have you know I got rave reviews for my Lady Macbeth."
"You know Kig Yar.
Very territorial. All the gang bosses panicking about who this character is and how she can get hold of UNSC missiles."
Spencer spun around slowly in his chair to pick up something from the table behind him. He was in his makeshift basement ops center, the one where Mal had first realized that Venezia was going to get personally messy for Kilo 5.
"Anyway, word travels fast. Might be useful when we need to deal with the buzzards. Now, Sensky. He left Venezia a couple of days ago, and I've lost track of him. He rarely travels, and I rarely lose his trail, but this time I've no idea where he's gone."
"But he'll be back, right?"
"He always has been."
"Do I take it that you're going to handle this internally?"
"Yes," Mal said without thinking. "Leave him to us."
"Okay. And still no sign of Pious Inquisitor. Although I think I know where Sav is. Sav fell. Handy intel, by the way. Thanks.
So, if you were a Kig Yar, who would you sell a stolen cruiser to?"
"Well, I might keep it for myself, if I had designs on lifting jackal kind up the social ladder in the New World Order."
But as long as it doesn't end up in a used warship auction here, that'll be a result. Because that's what's really worrying me.
Spencer put his mug down with a thunk and looked like he was finished.
Okay, I'll wait to hear from you. Just remember to give me some notice if you need to land anything really big and hide it.
I'll see you later, Mal said. We'll bring the coffee.
Bibi placed himself on the chair next to Mal, hovering at head height.
Phillips is back, just docked, whittering on about knowing who the teacher is. I hope Trevelyan's evil boffins haven't tested some new psychotropic drug on him.
You're in a good mood. I thought you were having a sulk.
I've been contemplative, yes.
But your reintegration thing worked out okay, didn't it?
Sort of.
Bibi knew everything and ran everything. Hearing him say sort of wasn't reassuring.
Mal, what are you more afraid of? Death itself? You know, the things you'll never do, the finality of it. Or how you're going to die?
Mal had a feeling he knew where this was going.
The how, I think, he said, and I'm an ODST, so I've given it plenty of thought. Normally 2 seconds before they drop my pod. But the way things are going now, I'll probably die from sitting on my arse and overeating. There are some ways of dying that seem less crappy than others. I've seen a fair old selection to help me make up my mind.
I know exactly how I'm going to die. And almost exactly when. Unless someone like Halsey pulls my plug, there's only one way out for an AI.
It's okay to be scared of that.
We can kid ourselves that it'll never happen to us, but you're too smart for that.
There was no shoulder to slap or hair to ruffle. Mal couldn't even drag him out to a bar and pour beer down his throat.
Do what I do. Make yourself think about it until you're sick of it, then get on with your life.
You know, you're rather good at this leadership thing. Have you ever considered a career in the Marines?
See? You're better already.
Look sharp, staff. Captain on deck.
Osman swept in with the rest of the squad and took her seat. No Ginger to ease the jump today, then.
Maybe she was going cold turkey on it.
Bibi twirled away and settled on the nav console. Back to his usual self.
Everyone got their passport? False nose and moustache? Let's spin up for sunny new time, then.
Phillips plopped down into his seat on the bridge, looking a bit breathless.
I know who the teacher is. Or was. A forerunner called the Didact. He hated humans.
Well, the forerunners are extinct.